Hey, teachers, this is part three in a series on our mission statement here at Covenant Presbyterian Church, the mission statement for our student ministries. And I'll read you that mission statement again. We exist to nurture and commission students who love God, who love His church, and who love their generation. So we're going to launch off now into a discussion about students who love His church. And I want to think about the church in two terms real quickly. This is very helpful to me. The church is both an organization and an organism. Here's what I mean. The church as an organization is structured. And what I mean by that is, you know, we've got a king, Jesus. We've got a law. We've got a way of being pardoned from transgressing the law. We have officers, elders, and deacons. We have a court, the session, and the presbytery. We have sacraments, which are signs and seals of the message of the king, which is the gospel. So, all of these things are set, right? In other words, the church as an organization is set by Christ and in His Word. We're not looking for a new king. We're not trying to start new offices in the church. It's not like, let's ordain people to be bouncers at the front door. We're not creating new offices. We're not making up a new gospel. That's set. We're not making up a new law. That's set. We don't come up with new sacraments. Those are set. Those are all given to us by Christ in His Word. And the point I want to get at, this is a very, very big picture, but the point I want to make right here about our students falling in love with the church is we want them to see that it is, first of all, an organization that is given to them for their good. That the elders, the officers of the church are looking out for them, that the deacons are looking out for them. And that they have particular callings in those offices, but that the church is a good thing. It's an organization. A few years ago, I had one of our students who was graduating from high school. He was going off to college, and he said, "Hey, Dave, how do I know a good church when I'm looking for one in college? How do I know if it's a good or a bad church?" And that was one of the highlights of my years here at Covenant, was just that one question. This student saying, "Help me know what a good church is." You know, in that illustration, what's he asking? He's asking about how do I know if the church as an organization, the church is teaching the one gospel? How do I know if the sacraments they're giving are the sacraments that have come from Christ? How do I know if the officers are legit officers and not just something somebody made up back in the corner by themselves? How do I know that? He's asking about the church as an organization that's going to feed him, that's going to talk, that's going to discipline him if he needs to be disciplined, that's going to call him into account, that's going to be teaching him. How does he know? And so we talked about that. But that's the church as an organization. I want to talk now for just a minute about the primary, actually, I ought to say the most important way that the church operates as an organization, and that is in our worship service. And here's what I mean. You may not have thought about this, but our worship service has a call. When a judge walks into his courtroom and says, "Order, order." Or the bailiff says that, but the gavel is dropped. That means the court is now in session. We have a call to worship in our worship service. One of the elders, the pastor, one of our ruling elders comes up and they say, "Come, let us sing to the Lord." That's a call to worship. Court is now in session. Things are getting going. This is legit. The king is about to address his people. And then the people respond to that. And then the worship service ends with a benediction where God is saying, "I bless you, you're my people. I called you to come to worship." And throughout the service, we've confessed our sins and He's pardoned us. He's addressed us and give us direction about life in the sermon. He's sealed to us His promises and His gospel in the sacraments. And then He says, "No, I'm going to send you out with blessings." It's a benediction. And then throughout that worship service, you know, there's a dialogue. There's the call to worship, and of course the people participate in that. And there's a confession of sin, and we all participate in that. The gospel is given, and we all believe that. The sacraments are given, and we partake of those. We receive the benediction with open hands. All of that is the church operating as an organization. That God is the King speaking to His people who are in His kingdom. And He's pardoning them, and that's a real pardon. And He's blessing them, that's a real blessing. And He's doing that through the agency of His officers. And so the church is an organization. And here's the thing. We want our kids and our students to fall in love with that. I used this illustration, I think I've used this in a sermon or something in the past, but I talked about the time that I had in my hand my passport. I was sitting on a plane, and next to me was an Albanian refugee. And I pulled out my passport, and he said, "Man, I really want one of those." And I didn't really know why it was so great to have a passport. And I opened it up. I mean, I knew, okay, yeah, if you're a citizen, you get a passport. But you know, I opened up the fly leaf of that passport, and I read it. And there's a statement from the Secretary of State of the United States, right, the most powerful nation in the world. Maybe the most powerful nation in history. And here's the statement from the Secretary of State of the United States. And he is talking in that passport to other nations. So that when I present my passport, the Secretary of State is addressing the people of this other country, the governments of this other country. And the Secretary of State says, "I request that you protect my people. You provide for them. If they need food, give them food. If they need shelter, give them shelter. If they need a fair trial, you protect them. You do what's necessary to protect my people. I'm the Secretary of State of the United States. Protect my people." There's a lot of encouragement in that. And the point I'm getting at is to know that there is a government that is on your side, that wants to bless you and is powerful and has money and strength, and they have spoken up for you. That is encouraging. And we want our students to know that God has a government, and the government is upon the shoulders of King Jesus. And His name is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase and of His government there shall be no end, and He will establish peace. To know that Christ is their King is good news. But to also know that he uses the men, He uses ambassadors in His kingdom to bless His people, to speak the gospel, to speak the law, to give them direction, to be comforters, that Christ will speak through them to His people. He will feed His people and the sacraments. That all of that, the church as an organization, is there to say, God is on your side. And so teachers, how does that look? What does that look like to encourage our students to fall in love with the church? Well, I think it first and foremost looks like speaking very highly of the church, speaking very highly of the worship service. Asking our children right after the worship service is over, even for just a few moments, "What did you hear today? What did you learn today? Did God speak to you? I'm sure He was speaking. Did you have ears to hear Him today?" And reminding our students that the sacraments are great things. The preaching is a good thing. These are wonderful things where God is addressing His people through the organization of His church. And encouraging them to be present in the worship service. I think I'm going to end right there, right under 10 minutes, it looks like, just say, we're nurturing and commissioning students who love God, and by doing that, we're magnifying Jesus. Look at how great Jesus is. We also want them to love His church, and by that, we're magnifying all the good things that take place in the worship service and how God is speaking to and blessing His people through the agency of men in His church, officers in His church, that God is speaking and blessing and taking care of His people. And that is good news. That is really good news. All right, thanks for joining me for this segment. And I look forward to talking to you in the next one. Bye.